The pressure started the moment he signed the offer letter. The room was quiet, but the weight settled on his shoulders fast. His family told him he had broken the cycle. They said he carried their hope now. They said this was the chance the rest of them never got. He heard pride, but he also heard warning. If he slipped, they slipped. If he rose, they expected to rise with him. The job demanded of long hours and clean performance. His family demanded proof that his success still belonged to them. Every call from home pulled him back into the life he had outgrown. Every meeting at work forced him to act like none of it followed him. By the end of the first month, he felt the cracks forming. He kept walking anyway, afraid of what would happen if he stopped. Chapter 1. The Shift. You woke before the sun. The apartment was small. The silence helped him think. He sat at the edge of the bed and waited for the tension in his chest to fade. It never did. He grabbed his bag and stepped outside. The cold air pushed against him. It felt sharp on his face. The train station was crowded. People moved fast. He tried to match their pace. He wanted to look like he belonged. He reached the office at 7:30. The building was tall and bright. He felt small each time he walked through the doors. He swiped in and headed to his desk. His supervisor watched from across the floor. She always looked calm. He tried to copy that. He opened his laptop and read through the morning tasks. His hands were steady, but his stomach was tight. His phone vibrated. It was his mother. He stared at the screen. He let it ring. She called again. He stepped into the stairwell. He answered. She needed help with the bill. She said it lightly, but he heard the fear behind it. He told her he would handle it. She thanked him. The call ended. He leaned against the wall. He felt the gap between two worlds stretching wider. He returned to his desk. His supervisor asked if everything was fine. He nodded. She studied his face. She seemed to know he was lying. She walked away without pushing. The room felt heavier. He told himself to focus. He opened a report and forced his mind into the numbers. His breathing slowed. He kept working until the pressure eased enough for him to keep moving. Lunch came. He sat alone. The others talked about weekend trips and new restaurants. He listened. He never joined in. He saved every dollar he could. He sent most of it home. He knew they counted on it. He felt guilty when he kept anything for himself. His sister texted. She asked when he would visit. She missed him. He read the message twice. He wanted to go home. He also knew what waited there. Every visit turned into a list of problems he needed to fix. He typed that work was heavy. She said she understood. He felt the lie sting both of them. The afternoon drag. A mistake in one report pulled him into a meeting. His supervisor asked direct questions. He answered with the best clarity he had. Her tone was firm. He felt the heat build in his chest. She told him to slow down and breathe before his thoughts ran ahead of him. Her voice dropped. She said he looked like he was carrying something he refused to name. He stayed silent. She ended the meeting. He walked back to his desk without speaking to anyone. When the day ended, he stepped outside and felt the cold hit harder. He walked to the train with his hands in his pockets. He looked at the city lights and told himself this was progress. He told himself this was what success looked like. He also knew it felt nothing like he imagined. At home, he sat on the floor and let the quiet wrap around him. His phone rang again. He did not answer. He closed his eyes and tried to calm the rise of panic in his chest. The room was dark. He breathed slow. He told himself tomorrow would be lighter. It would not, but he was not ready to admit that yet. Chapter 2. The Pool. The weeks blurred. He woke earlier and slept later. His body moved through each day on instinct. The pressure at work grew sharper. His family leaned all the time. The town's face was up and was becoming living for the bird. His supervisor called him into another meeting at 9 in the morning. Her tone was colder this time. She said his last two reports had errors. She said the team needed consistency. He apologized. She nodded but did not soften. She told him he had the skill, but something outside the office was draining him. He kept his eyes steady. He said everything was fine. She stared at him for a long moment, then dismissed him without another word. He walked back to his desk with heat rising in his throat. He felt ashamed. He felt angry at himself for slipping. He felt angry at everything he could not control. He sat down and forced his breathing to slow. He opened the next assignment and worked without lifting his head for almost an hour. His phone buzzed. It was his cousin. Then his brother and his mother again. He turned the phone face down. He needed quiet to survive the morning. When it rang the fourth time, he stepped into the hallway. His uncle had been laid off. The family needed help with food for the week. He closed his eyes. He said he would send what he could. They thanked him and said they knew he would come through. The call ended. The guilt stayed. He returned to the office floor. A coworker asked if he wanted to join a team dinner that night. He said he could not. She shrugged and walked away. He watched her go. He realized he did not know how to live in this world without thinking of the one he came from. He always felt split between them. By noon, his chest felt tight. He stepped outside and walked around the block. The cold air helped for a moment. He thought about the expectations waiting at home. He thought about the pressure at work. He thought about how both sides needed him to stay strong. He also knew no one asked how he was doing. They assumed he could handle all of it. He went back inside. His supervisor approached him again. She lowered her voice. She told him he needed to decide if he was willing to ask for support. She said, "No one survives pressure by pretending it does not exist." He felt the words hit deeper than she intended. He thanked her and walked away before the emotion showed in his face. The evening brought another wave of messages. His mother sent a photo of groceries with a thank you. His sister sent a long note about school fees. His father, who rarely called, left a voice message asking for help with car repairs. He sat in the dark office break room and listened. His head felt heavy. His breath came slow and uneven. He closed his eyes and tried to steady himself. He missed the version of life where he did not feel responsible for everyone. He missed the days when success felt like a dream instead of a demand. He missed having space to fail without pulling his family down with him. At 7, he headed home. The train was crowded. His heart pounded slow and heavy. He leaned against a window and tried to find a reason to keep going. He told himself he owed his family everything. He told himself he should be grateful. He also felt a quiet resentment rising in his chest. He hated that feeling. It made him feel disloyal. When he reached the apartment, he dropped his bag on the floor. He sat on the edge of the bed and stared at the wall. The silence cut deep. He felt trapped between duty and exhaustion. He wanted to scream, but the sound never reached his throat. He held it in until it burned. His phone rang again. He looked at the screen and felt something shift. He did not answer. He powered the phone off. For the first time since he left home, he let the line go dark. The room stayed quiet as the pressure closed in on him. He knew this silence would force a reckoning. He knew someone would demand answers soon. He also knew he could not keep moving in the same direction. He lay back and stared at the ceiling. His heart beat slow and uneven. His hands trembled. He whispered that he needed one night without anyone reaching for him. He needed one night to breathe. He did not know what the morning would bring, but the break he had feared was now moving toward him. Chapter 3. The Break. He woke at 5. The room was dark. The silence felt heavier than the night before. His phone was still off. For a moment, he let himself enjoy the stillness. Then the weight returned. It pressed against his ribs until his breath thinned. He sat up slow and tried to prepare for the day. Nothing in his body felt steady. He reached the office early. The lights were dim. The air held a cold edge. He sat at his desk and stared at the screen. His thoughts moved slow. His hands hovered over the keyboard without direction. He tried to force himself into work. His mind refused. He closed his eyes and leaned forward until his forehead touched the desk. He stayed there until footsteps approached. His supervisor stopped beside him. She asked if he was all right. He lifted his head. His eyes were dull. His voice cracked as he said he was tired. She did not respond right away. She led him into a small conference room and closed the door. She told him she had watched him push through pressure for weeks. She said no one could carry that much alone. She asked if he needed time off. He stared at her. His throat tightened. The words would not come. She said she was not asking as a supervisor. She was asking as a human being. He felt his chest collapse inward. For the first time since he left home, he admitted he was overwhelmed. He admitted he was afraid of losing everything he had worked for. He admitted he felt guilty for wanting space. His voice broke. His supervisor listened and did not interrupt. When he finished, she told him the company offered support programs. She told him no opportunity was worth his health. She told him he mattered more than the role. He nodded, but the relief hit harder than he expected. His eyes stung. He covered his face with both hands. He felt the release he had held back for months. When the wave eased, she asked what he needed right now. He said he needed 1 week to breathe. She approved it with no hesitation. He walked out of the room with shaky legs. The air felt lighter. His head felt clearer. He left the building before the rest of the team arrived. The cold morning hit his face as he stepped outside. For the first time, he let it ground him instead of intimidate him. On the train ride home, he turned his phone on. The messages poured in. Missed calls, requests, questions, worries. His heart raced, but something inside him stayed firm. He typed one message to the family group. He said he needed time. He said he was stepping back for 1 week. He said he could not fix everything. The words were simple, but they felt like a crack in a wall he had built for years. Responses came fast. Some were confused, some were frustrated. His sister asked if he was all right. His mother asked what was wrong. His father said they would manage. His uncle sent a brief note saying he understood. He read all of it but did not argue. He kept his message clear. He needed this space. At home, he opened the curtains and let the room fill with light. He washed the dishes that had piled up. He made a simple breakfast and ate it slow. His breath steadied. The silence no longer felt hostile. It felt earned. By noon, he walked to a nearby park. The wind cut through the trees. Children played on the far side. A group of workers laughed near a bench. He sat alone and watched the day unfold without him. For the first time, he did not feel pulled from every direction. He felt the weight on his chest shift. It did not disappear, but it loosened. He thought about the path that brought him here. He thought about the pride his family carried. He thought about the cost that came with being the first to reach a place they had never seen. He realized the climb had never been the real test. The real test was learning how to stand at that height without losing himself. When he returned to the apartment, he wrote down what he wanted the next year to look like. He wrote the boundaries he needed. He wrote the goals that belonged to him alone. He wrote the support he would ask for instead of waiting until he broke. The list was short but firm. As the sun set, he sat on the floor and let the quiet settle around him. His heart beat steady. His hands were still. He knew the pressure would return. He knew his family would still need him. He knew work would challenge him again. But he had taken the first step toward balance. The final thought came quiet but clear. If he was going to keep rising, he had to do it in a way that did not crush him. That truth would shape everything that followed.